Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Padavada Pacharya Stolasata Shishimad सर्वांग श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोट वैष्णव बिंद की इस्कॉन फाउंडाचार्य सर्वांग श्रील प्रभुपाद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री वैदिक गिरधार हर शिवा श्री गौर भक्त बिंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड भर कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की गंगमयी की जमुनामयी की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की संकीर्तन यज्ञ की श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भगवतम की समवेत भक्त वृंद की को प्रेमानंद ग्लोरी श्री रसमुद ग्लोरी श्री रसमुद ओ ग्लोरी श्री रसमुद ओ ग्लोरी श्री श्री गुरु Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Before I begin class, I'm going to take the opportunity to say something. Every time I sit here and chant japa in the morning, I look at the wall. I'm very inspired by the fact that the temple is being renovated. So I'm going to start with that. I hope to see the ceiling completed. I'm sure it's moving in that direction. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. And I know the paintings have probably been put up temporarily just to it's not going to be like forever.
We will reorganize.
Yeah, I have a few things I wanted to say, just that's all, because you know I've invested a lot of energy in this building, and I know the whole history, and I know where those paintings came from, I know where those prints came from, I know why there's different frames on those prints than there are in the paintings, because they were previously in different rooms, and somehow they all made it down to the temple room. But these are, of course, original paintings, and as far as I understand, they're BBT paintings that have been leased to the Boston Temple. You may not know that. They may not even know it anymore either. But they are BBT paintings, copyrighted, owned by BBT. That's how it was. Because Boston was where all the artists were, because we had the printing press here in the late 60s, early 70s, when Jadarani was here and Parikshit was here and many other of the artists were here in Boston. So they're on North Beacon Street. So that's why they're here. And they're original BBT paintings that were painted for publication in Srila Prabhupada's books. And the artists, of course, all had that purpose in mind when painting them. And I feel that because we have the rights to these paintings, at least that's how it is on paper, that we have the rights to keep these paintings here, although at any time, if they ever chose to, they could actually pull them. That's the understanding I have. I don't think, as I said, I don't even know if they know the DBT knows that. But I know it, because I know the history. And because these are original paintings, Prabhupada actually oversaw many of these paintings. I really feel they should be showcased. It'd be really nice if somehow, if I'd be willing to even fund it, if there could be some kind of a restoration. They need some kind of a restoration done to them. They're quite, and maybe Gopal Liladhar, you may know the process for painting restoration. Isn't there something that can be done to bring out the colors again without use? Huh?
I do.
You know how to do that.
There was actually a devotee when Nimanita was temple president who restored some of these paintings. He cleaned them up basically a lot of times because of all the artique and so forth. It's a coating soup. And there's a way of cleaning paintings to help.
Yeah.
This one was restored.
This one is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't ever let this painting go anywhere.
So it can be done. I think I'll see if I can find out who that devotee was because he photographed them and did a nice job.
It would be really nice if all the original paintings could be showcased here in the temple room with all the same frames. And the prints, they were originally made and actually, we got them for, they used to be upstairs in the, somehow they all, I don't know, whatever happened to the Narada Muni painting? Is it still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Narada Muni. And that painting of Lord Chaitanya, that's a classic. They should be showcased and with all the same frames and, now that the temple room is starting to look renovated, although I have some things to say about whoever painted it, you know, I was a house painter, so I would never paint without putting masking tape on the woodwork and covering it so that the painting wouldn't spill on the curtains and on the doors. I restored this wood, just so that you know. From its original, they were painted doors. I stripped them and restored them to the original, and I put the finish on it. All the woodwork here. So when I see these paint, it's like a.
No, matter like how it falls, then all those paintings, whatever you see, I don't know. We got it in a legacy.
I'm just saying, it'd be nice if it could be cleaned up.
Yeah.
Yes, it'd be cleaned. In other words, it doesn't. Those paint spots on the curtains there and on the woodwork over there above the window, yeah. I hope they don't become permanently embedded in the.
No, we tried to clean it up. Some of them are easily to clean, but some of them I need to scrap it. So, what do you want?
Yeah.
There's
a lot of potential. Yeah. A lot of potential here. I just hope. Potential means the energy in motion that stays in motion, right? I just hope it doesn't come to a screeching halt and we become complacent to accept these things as they. Really a lot of potential for the walls, for getting. I think also if you don't have enough original paintings, there are BBT paintings. In fact, there are disciples of mine who are BBT artists and have painted for the BBT, we could get some more original paintings in here. And I would do whatever is necessary to acquire original art. It'd be really nice. And if you get rid of those baseboards, please, I'll be so grateful.
No,
I'll be so grateful.
I got it now.
I'm saying it publicly so that everybody else catches the spirit that this is something everybody can take part in. It's not supposed to be just be on your head.
No, I think this all is do like I like. It seems that I've been running around, but it's all inspired by you, blessed by you, by your blessings to certain time. And if you hadn't said that about that and the way you sort for half an hour that emotional talk to me, I wouldn't have taken this. And after going through this, I wouldn't have again. I'm personally, I feel that I do not want to go through this. But just to please you, I would like to take this. And then.
Thank you. Yeah, the prints can go someplace else. Could have the original art in here in the temple room. This was should be they should be showcased here, the original paintings. And Anyways, these are just some thoughts that I can't that come to my mind sometimes when I'm pacing back and forth in the temple room, looking at the air. And why is that there? It's pipe.
Yeah, the pipe.
Couldn't go behind.
Yeah, it's also the city course that is actually.
Okay, I knew there was a reason. That's why I thought I should just ask.
Earlier it was inside, but I think the city course, the inspector has taken objection, so we have to just.
I'm okay. Air conditioners. Air in here. Yes.
No, you're going to have fans also now.
Huh?
Three fans. You're
going to
have.
Have what?
Three fans.
Three fans?
Yeah. So it's not
even. I'm not complaining about the air conditioning.
Oh, okay.
Are you serious? I was the one that was involved in the installation of the other air conditioner in 1975 that went in here. We had a vent there and we had a vent over there. And because this room can get pretty stuffy, very stuffy, especially on Sunday night. And
no, I'm feeling two is also less. Maybe we could have had two more.
Huh?
I think two split ACs are less. We should have two more, I feel.
Oh, I'm not complaining. Yeah. Something. There's something. Something. And there's more. We can talk about it later. But those are the things that the original artwork, cleaning up the painting spots from the woodwork and the spaceboards, heaters. So,
I know.
Nobody ever asked me when they put them in.
And when you told me it was already done, so I think these HVAC guys, they have already left. All the work was already done. So I think now I'll resume that work with one more.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if ever I told you this story. I was in 1992, there was a CBS television team from New York who came and filmed me in Moscow and in Leningrad at the time. And it was on a famous TV show called Street Stories. Ed Bradley, I think the guy's name was. It was number two rated television show in America at the time. And I mean, this wasn't such a great. I'm not emphasizing that so much that I don't have to emphasize that so much about the television show. But the associate producer of the television show, she came up from New York. She wanted to interview me. She wanted to do an article of me because she's also, not only was she associate producer, but she was a journalist, freelance journalist, and she used to submit articles to different magazines in New York and in the country. So she wanted to, they really liked the associate producer, the cameraman, and several other people who were involved. They fell in love with us in the Soviet Union at that time. They were inviting me to fly on their private plane. They were embracing me. They were just so happy about their whole experience there. So that's why she came up and she wanted to do an article. But I'm getting to the point. She came up from New York shortly after the Street Stories was aired, and I think she felt a little bit bad about what the editors did at CBS. They took 52 hours of us, and they could have done a lot better than what they did with 52 hours of footage, but they had their agenda. They wanted to make it look like that the foreign missionaries were going to the Soviet Union after the fall of the Soviet Empire, and they were preying on the hapless Russians, you know. Yeah, you remember that?
I remember it.
Yeah.
They even showed weird angles, which
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly.
It was like, I was so mad.
Yeah. Well, she felt bad. Yeah. She didn't say it. But anyways, she came up to Boston to interview and also to invite me. She wanted to introduce me to, what was his name? Dan Rathers? She wanted to bring me down to New York, and it just so happens I was flying out. But when she came to Boston, okay, now here's my, this is the crux of the story. When she came to Boston, she walked in the building I brought upstairs, and she started looking at everything. She says, I can't believe it. Look at this building. And then she opened up the shutters on the second floor. She looked at them. You know, she appreciated the oak. She saw it. She noticed the wood as she came in. She opened up the shutters and she looked out the window. She says, I can't believe it. I'm in Commonwealth Avenue, Back Bay, Boston. She was just like, she was just so like overwhelmed. For her, it was like a, she couldn't stop talking about it. Before the even interview started, she spent at least 20 minutes just talking about how excited she was to be in Back Bay, Commonwealth Avenue. And she was always, she was just speaking about the building. Anyway, she was an associate producer of the, and those were the first thoughts that she expressed upon coming in the building. I thought I'd share that also. Other people have the same, you know, of course Prabhupada had the same, as I told you. When Prabhupada saw the building, he saw the picture. Prabhupada, immediately, we showed him pictures. It would, and even back then, it was in 1973 when we purchased the building. We showed him the pictures in, I think it was 74, because we moved in 74. And when Prabhupada saw the pictures and saw the location, I'm coming there. He was just so, this is what we got. We're sitting on a gold mine. That's why anybody ever talks about selling this building. You're going to have a lot of resistance. Lot of resistance. So thank you for doing some major innovation. I'm in my heart. Thank you so much. I've been meditating on this for decades. I personally want to extend my gratitude in front of all the devotees and point out these few things that are moving in a positive direction but should keep on moving. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam. What verse are we on? 33. Huh? 33. Well, I'm surprised because Mukta Vanya sent me a message yesterday and said 38.
Oh, is it? That's really cute. You said
38. That's why I asked. I just want to make sure I had the right verse. Okay. You have it there? Itam Nri Tiryak Rishi Deva Jasha Avatarai Lokan Vibhavayasi,
Vibhavayasi,
Hansi,
Hansi,
Jagat Pratipan,
Jagat Pratipan,
Dharmam,
Dharmam,
Mahapurusha,
Mahapurusha,
Pasi,
Pasi,
Yuga Anuvritam,
Yuga Anuvritam,
Chana,
Chana,
Kalau,
Kalau,
Yat,
Yat,
Abhava,
Abhava,
Triyuga,
Triyuga,
Atta,
Atta,
Sa,
Sa,
Tvam,
Tvam.
Itam niti yagrishi deva jihas. Oh, wait a minute. Itam niti yagrishi deva jihas. Is it? Itam niti yagrishi deva jishavata. Yeah, okay. Itam niti yagrishi deva jishavata.
Itam niti yagrishi deva jishavata.
Lokan bivava vais. Lokan vibhava yasi hamsi jagat pratipan.
Lokan vibhava yasi hamsi jagat pratipan.
Dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuganuvrittam.
Dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuganuvrittam.
Chana kala yadabhavastri yugo tasatvam. Itam nitirya grishi deva jishavatara.
Itam nitirya grishi deva jishavatara.
Lokan vibhava yasi hansi jagat pratipan.
Lokan vibhava yasi hansi jagat pratipan.
Dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuganuvrittam. Chana kala yadabhavastri yugo tasatvam. Itam nitirya grishi deva jishavatara.
Itam nitirya grishi deva jishavatara.
Lokan vibhava yasi hansi jagat pratipan. Dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuganuvrittam.
Dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuganuvrittam.
Chana kala yadabhavastri yugo tasatvam.
Hello, yeah. yat abhavas tri yugo atha sattvam
charana kala yat abhavas tri yugo atha sattvam
itam nitira grishite vachasa avatara
itam nitira grishite vachasa avatara
lokam vipa vayasiham si jagat pratipam
lokam vipa vayasiham si jagat pratipam dharmam maha purusha pasi yuganuvrittam
chana kalo yad abhavasi yogata sattvam
chana kalo yad abhavasi yogata sattvam
itam nirtirya vishyate vajasavatare
itam nirtirya vishyate vajasavatare
sajigat pratipan
lokam vibhava yasinam sijagat pratipan
dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuganuvrittam
dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuganuvrittam
chana kalo yadabhavastri yugo tasatvam
chana kalo yadabhavastri yugo tasatvam.
Ladies? Itam, in this way,
Nri,
like a human being, such as Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra, Tiryak,
like animals,
such as the boar,
Rishi,
as a great saint,
Parashuram,
Deva,
as demigods,
Jasha,
as an aquatic,
such as the fish and tortoise,
Avatarai,
by such different incarnations,
Lokan,
all the different planetary systems,
Vibhavayasi,
you protect.
Hansi,
you sometimes kill.
Jagat Pratipan,
persons who have simply created trouble in this world.
Dhammam,
the principles of religion.
Mahapurusha,
O great personality.
Pasi,
you protect.
Yuga Anuvritam,
according to the different millenniums.
Chana,
covered.
Kalo,
in the age of Kali.
Yat,
since.
Abhava,
have been. and will be in the future.
And will be in the future.
Triyuga,
Triyuga,
named Triyuga.
Named Triyuga.
Atta,
Atta,
therefore.
Therefore.
Sa,
Sa,
the same personality.
The same personality.
Tvam,
Tvam,
you.
You.
Translation. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Purport. As the Lord appeared just to maintain Lord Brahma from the attack of Madhu and Kaitaba, he also appeared to protect the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to protect the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. There are four yugas or millenniums, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali. In all the yugas but Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in various incarnations and asserts himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appears in Kali Yuga, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never asserted himself as such. On the contrary, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as being as good as Krishna, he blocked his ears with his hands, denying his identity with Krishna, because he was playing the part of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya knew that in Kali Yuga there would be many bogus incarnations pretending to be God, and therefore he avoided asserting himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, in many Vedic literatures, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Jagai Sankirtana Parayai Ayajanti Hi Sumedasa. In Kali Yuga, intelligent men worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always accompanied by his associates, such as Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Shivas. The entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principles of the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, one who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the Sankirtan movement knows everything perfectly. He is Sumedas, a person with substantial intelligence. Translation again. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Om Agyana Timarandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chaksho Unmini Tamjina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langaya Te Gurin Yakripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurandina Tarana Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pastachyade Satarani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What time are we starting our meeting? 9:45? Is that what I said? You have to. Somebody has to leave by 11. Was it you?
No, I don't have to. You have to be on the hall.
You have to be on the hall for 11. Oh.
We have time.
I know, but not much. You have a question?
Do you have any questions?
Well, is class over yet? I'm just saying that because his son once, I gave class in Hartford, and his son, when he was a lot younger, sat in the class. Piari kind of forced him to come to class. He was quite young at the time, I don't know, maybe 10, 12. Anyways, I gave class and I asked, does anybody have any questions? And Siam put up his hand and Piari was shocked. Shyam's question was, is class over yet? So much for that pride. His bubble was burst and then flashed. Hare Krishna. Okay. Well, I probably won't be able to do justice with the limited time available. We'll see. I'll start it today. Maybe I may have to continue tomorrow. Because this is actually a very important verse. This is a verse oftentimes cited to give evidence about Lord Chaitanya's appearance in Kali Yuga. And as we know, Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the emperor of all evidence. And because it's the emperor of all evidence, we see that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in his presentation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, so much. I mean, when you read Chaitanya, that's the glories of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not only do you get Mahaprabhu's pastimes, his instructions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but you get Srimad Bhagavatam too, because it's the emperor of all evidence. And therefore Kaviraj Goswami establishes in many places throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he also cites this in many other verses as the evidence for Lord Chaitanya's appearance in this age of Kali Yuga. This is one of the foremost verses which explains why Lord Chaitanya is accepted in this age as Chana Avatar. He is the covered incarnation of the Lord. Chana means, how is it translated here? I mean, it's usually translated as covered, but I thought it was translated different here. What's that?
Hidden.
Yeah, hidden. How is it? Oh, covered. Prabhupada translates it covered here. Covered. So here in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is describing how he's glorifying Lord Nrisingadev in his prayers. In his prayers, he's citing how the Lord appears in various different types of incarnations, such as Krishna as Ramachandra, when he appears as a human being, when he appears as an animal, as he does, as Kurma, and as Matsya, as fish, as Varaha, as a boar, as a horse, Hayagriva, who came to protect the Vedas. The Lord appeared as Hayagriva to I think it was to kill the demons right here. I killed the demons Madhu and Kaitaba, who were trying to. They appeared in the beginning when Lord Brahma came to his full mature realization, then the demons Madhu and Kaitava appeared in order to steal the Vedas from Lord Brahma, and then Hayagriva appeared to kill the demons, and I think he manifested the Vedas to his nostrils, right? To his nostrils. So mantras that came out, the verses came out through his nostrils. So he's describing how, and Prabhupada is describing also, that whenever the Lord appears as the Supreme Lord, he asserts himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't hide the fact that he's the Supreme Lord, and because he's the Supreme Lord, he asserts himself to kill demons. He asserts himself, such as the killing of Shishupal and Dantavakra, killing of Kamsa. It made it very clear that he's killing of so many demons, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He did it, of course, in a way that wasn't always so easily understood, that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but nonetheless, he definitely killed demons and asserted himself. But Prabhupada is explaining here in the purport that Lord Chaitanya didn't assert himself as the Supreme Lord, and he always instead preferred to, in order to fulfill his purposes for his appearance, preferred to manifest himself as a devotee of the Lord. And in fact, Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I believe it's chapter 4 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he gives the reasons why Krishna decided to descend again. He said, this time I will come in order to teach devotional service myself as a devotee. He quotes the verses from Bhagavad Gita, that yad yad acharati sheshtastha tadivita viljanasa yat pramanam kurute lokastadanu vartate, that whatever actions are performed by great men, that common men will follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by his exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So he came as Lord Chaitanya because he wanted to teach bhakti as a devotee. Best way to teach bhakti as a devotee, as an example. So he said, I will come and teach by my own example. So because he came for that purpose, to come as a devotee, although he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still his purpose was not to assert himself as the Supreme Lord, but always as to behave as a devotee, and of course, according to the right time and right place and circumstances. Because when he first appeared, he didn't, not only did he hide himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he even hid himself as a devotee, because he had a certain purpose he wanted to fulfill. And that is, because it was Advaita Acharya who requested Lord Chaitanya to appear, he offered Ganges, water, and tulsi to the Shalagam Shila. He actually prayed to the Lord, because Advaita Acharya appeared before Lord Chaitanya, and when he saw the condition of the world at that particular time, when he saw how many people were simply absorbed in the studying of Shastra, simply for pride, not for establishing devotional service to the Lord, they were, in many ways, they were, although they were great scholars, chakravartis, and scholars, bhattacharyas, the word bhakti was actually not even emphasized, not even spoken about. The glories of devotional service were not expounded, and Advaita Acharya, feeling that pain, for seeing this, the plight of the world at that particular time, he said, only the Lord himself can come and rectify this situation. I will personally bring him here. So he offered his prayers, and he prayed to invoke, and he even said that unless the Lord himself comes to deliver these fallen rascals, if he doesn't, then I'll personally have to sever everyone's head from their body. In other words, he was very asserting himself. Asserting himself, saying that, yes, I will make the Lord appear. But even when the Lord appeared, it was not immediately understood by everyone that the Lord came to fulfill Advaita-acharya's request. Nobody could understand. And he hid himself in various ways. As the demigods, they would come, and in the Sachimata is all described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Although the demigods came after Sachimata had given birth to Lord Chaitanya, and Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata, they would hear the sound of ankle bells in the house, and they would think, what are those sounds? And they couldn't establish where the sounds were coming from. But many of the demigods were coming. But nobody else could recognize that this is the Supreme Lord who had appeared. And even as the Lord began to grow up in his youth, he became a great scholar. And he also studied Shastra, learned everything so perfectly from his teachers. And he adopted the same mood as many of the people at that time who studied Shastras simply to engage in argument and debate. And the devotees who had descended before him, who Lord Chaitanya or Krishna had sent to appear in this world before him and to assist him in his pastimes, they also did not recognize Lord Chaitanya, that this was the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who they were sent to assist in his lila. And therefore, many of them would oftentimes look upon the Lord, see his qualities, see how knowledgeable he was, look at his beauty, his amazing characteristics, and they would pray to the Lord that if only Nimai would become a devotee, he could conquer everybody. So he even hid himself to his devotees. Not only did he hide himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he hid himself as the Lord who appeared to become, to fulfill a particular mission. And Prabhupada quotes that mission, Krishna Vanu Tusha Krishnam Sankho Bankar Astrapashadam Yagai Sankitinai Praya Yujanti Hi Sumedasa. This verse actually is in Lagu Bhagavatamrita. In Lagu Bhagavatamrita, it is cited right at the very beginning by Rupa Goswami, this verse. And Baladev Vijayabhushan, in his commentary, he gives very, very nice explanation, again, to help us understand how he's Chana Avatar, or covered, how he covered himself in this age of Kali. Krishna Vanam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yogyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform conquer. I'm sorry, I'm. Can I get a chair? I'm somehow in a lot of pain today. I can't sit like this anymore. It's just a. It usually doesn't happen, but today it's really bad. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the expansion of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. And in the purport, I'm going to skip over some of it. At the name-giving ceremony of Lord Krishna, Gargamuni explains that Krishna appears with different complexions in each of the three other ages. San Varnastrayo Hyasya Grinato Nu Yugam Tanu Shuklo Raktastata Pita Idanim Krishna Tam Gata. Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow, and now he has appeared in a blackish color. This is the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is known from the Bhagavatam and other Puranas that the Supreme Lord's Yuga avatar in the Satya age is usually white complexioned. His incarnation in the Treta age is red complexioned. And as Garga here tells Krishna's father in the Dwapara age, he had appeared with a blackish hue. By simple application of the logic of the remainder, the normal complexion of the Yuga avatar in the Kali age must be yellow. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's complexion is golden like brilliant lightning. Every incarnation of the Supreme Lord Vishnu reveals in some way his extraordinary limbs, angas and upangas, weapons, astras, and associates, pashadas. Lord Chaitanya is no exception, but because of the exceptional character of his avatar, his affectionate dealings with many devotees, and his abstention from violence, his limbs and weapons are radically different from those of other Vishnu incarnations. Lord Mahaprabhu's angas, his right and left arms, are the two Prabhus, Nityananda and Advaita. His other limbs, upangas, are his numerous devotees, led by Shiva's Pandit. His weapons are the holy names of God, which cut to the root the opposing force of ignorance. And his intimate associates are loving servants like Gadadhar and Govinda. Accompanied by all these, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most powerful appearance of the Supreme Lord. Ganga describes the avatar for Kali Yuga as Pita, which indicates yellow rather than golden complexioned, but that referred to the Yuga avatar of an earlier Kali age. The appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu occurs during the Kali age of the 28th Mahayuga of the reign of Vaivasvata Manu in the day of Brahma called the Svetavaraha Kalpa. So this is also an important point to understand, that Lord Chaitanya appears in this form once in the day of Brahma. And that's why it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, just as Krishna appears once in the day of Brahma, also Lord Chaitanya appears once in the day of Brahma. But he appears in other Kali Yugas, but in different forms and even different colors. And this is going to explain here. We also hear from various scriptures that in other Kali Yugas, the avatars who established religious principles for the age were dark blue and parrot green in complexion. Both of these other Kali Yuga avatars were living entities whom the Supreme Lord empowered to initiate the chanting of Krishna's holy names. It is with these Sakyavesh jivas in mind that ancient authorities have made such statements as Pratyaksha Rupa Drig Devo Drishyate Nakalo Hari. The Supreme Lord Hari does not allow himself to be seen in Kali Yuga. This is another evidence from the Vishnu Dhamma Purana how Lord Chaitanya in Kali Yuga is covered. So in other Kali Yugas, the Lord appears, distribute the holy name of the Lord. But we understand In this Kali Yuga, as Kaviraj Goswami says, Lord Chaitanya appeared to distribute what no other incarnation had ever come to distribute before. Yuga Dhamma Pravartamu Nama Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachimu Bhavan, that in this age of Kali Yuga, in this particular Kali Yuga, the Lord appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute the holy name of the Lord, to answer the call of Advaita Acharya, and to initiate and inaugurate the Sankirtan movement by which others can actually Yuga Dhamma Pravartamu Nama Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya, which is the four ecstasies of loving devotional service in the mood of the residence of Raj. People can come to that platform through the congregational chanting of. In previous ages, that was not so easily accessible as in this age, this particular Kali Yuga. This Kali Yuga, 500 years ago, in this particular time, this is what Lord Chaitanya came to give. In other ages, this is described here, the distribution of the holy name, but in this particular Brahma Kalpa, Lord Chaitanya's appearance at this particular time was meant to give this highest platform of devotional service. And there's other references here, but I thought this was also relevant in connection to today's purport. And of course, there's so much evidence given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and especially in Chaitanya Bhagavat, of how Lord Chaitanya was not very inclined to, although he was the Supreme Lord, and although it gradually, in due course of time, when his devotees came to realize themselves that, hey, this is the same personality Advaita Acharya was calling, even Advaita Acharya, he wanted to test Lord Chaitanya. He was also wanted to make sure that the same person that he called was actually this personality, Nimai, who had seen. So when Nimai was manifesting Lord Chaitanya was manifesting his Mahaprakash Leela, and he was standing on the altar in the house of Shivas when he was revealing his divinity to everyone and displaying to everybody, yes, I am that same person that Advaita Acharya has called, and he's each and every devotee who he had told to come and appear in this world before him, they appeared before him and they didn't know yet who he was. At that time, during the Shataprahariya Bhava, he called each and every one of those devotees and he disclosed to them how he knew all the circumstances which happened before he even appeared in this world to each and every one of them, and he bestowed a benediction to them. And this way he revealed his divinity so everybody got it. Oh, yes. And he displayed his ecstasy, Shataprahya Bhava, his ecstasy of 21 hours, when he actually fully manifested his divinity. And then Advaita Acharya, who had not been present at that time, Lord Chaitanya told, Ramai Pandit? I think he told Ramai Pandit. He said, you go tell Advaita that the Lord who he had been calling is now here. Tell him I'm calling him to come here and he wants to see him. So Ramai Pandit didn't know where to go, but yet he followed his heart, and by following his heart, he went out and he understood and he was able to find Advaita Acharya, and he told Advaita Acharya what the Lord had said, that the Lord has appeared, he's calling, he's revealing himself, he wants you to know that he has now appeared. And Advaita Acharya became very ecstatic upon hearing that, but he said, first, let me see if he's going to prove himself. This is actually him. He didn't say that, but he was thinking in this way. And he said that if he's actually the Supreme Lord, and then let him find out. I'm not going to go there. I think he went instead to the house of Nanda Acharya, and he hid there. And if he knows where, you go back and tell him you called me, but he should come and get me. and know where I am. And not only that, but when I come there, if he's actually my worshipful Lord, he should place his lotus foot on my head. Then I will know. Then I will know. Then I will accept. So Rabbi Pandit went back and told Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya says, where is Advaita? And he said, and I can't remember exactly what Rabbi Pandit told him. He said, and then Lord Chaitanya immediately said to him, I know who he is. He said, you go to Nandanacharya's house. He is there. He's waiting for me. Tell him I know who he is, and tell him that he should come and see me. So as soon as Ramai Pandit then went to Nandanacharya's house, he got Advaita Acharya. He said, okay, now it's time. Bring all the paraphernalia for worship. That same Supreme Lord who you have been waiting to properly worship has appeared. Now you can go there. And Advaita Acharya came all with all the paraphernalia. He came to Shivas Pandit's house, and then the first thing Lord Chaitanya did is he placed his lotus foot on his head. He really understood. Yes, this is that same supreme Lord for whom I called. And of course Lord Chaitanya began speaking to him, oh Nara, why are you testing me in this way? And he had a very wonderful exchange in the conversation in the Mahaprakash Leela. But that's evidence is given in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, how the Lord did not want to appear as the Supreme Lord. And even when he first appeared, he didn't even appear as a devotee of the Lord, but only later he became appeared to be a devotee. After he went to Gaya, when he met Ishwarpuri, his spiritual master, and he returned to Gaya, then all the devotees who had been praying for Nimai to become a devotee began to see devotional symptoms manifested in Nimai. And they became very ecstatic that yes, finally our prayers had been fulfilled. Nimai, although he was such an arrogant scholar, and then they began to see Nimai as a devotee. And then, after seeing him as a devotee, then during the Mahaprakash Leela, they understood he is the Supreme Lord. But that, during the Mahaprakash Leela, was one of the only times he manifested his divinity. Of course, he did invoke his chakra, Jagaya Madhai, but he didn't use it because Lord Chaitanya, as described here by Baladeva Jibhushan, Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada says he didn't come to assert himself as the Supreme Lord. So he didn't come to kill the demons, but instead he came to kill the demoniac mentality. So although he invoked the chakra to kill Jagai and Madhai for what they had done to Nityananda Prabhu, they were not killed because of the mercy of Nityananda, who prayed for their deliverance, who prayed for Lord Chaitanya, please, you have come. I know why you've come. You've come because you are a petit pavana. You've come to deliver the most fallen. And look at these two. Certainly, I want to glorify you. I want you to be recognized for the purpose for which you've came. So please, give your mercy. Deliver these two personalities, Jagai and Madhai. And by his prayers and by his compassion, by the mercy of Nityananda, who Baladeva Vijayabhushan said, Nityananda was, and Advaita Acharya were his angas, his limbs. And the upangas were his associates such as Gadadhar and Shivas, they were the upangas. And his weapon was the holy name. That was his weapon. Because it was through the holy name of the Lord that he would kill the demoniac mentality by cleansing the heart. And so these things, of course, have been partially described here in this verse. Of course, there's that other story, this other pastime. What is it? It's also Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's in Antilila chapter 3 in the glories of Advaita Acharya, I think it is. When Advaita Acharya, one time, he decided that he wanted to do something that externally the devotees were very fearful about doing. He wanted to have a kirtan. and he wanted to glorify Lord Chaitanya in his kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya didn't want, obviously, he didn't, because he was the devotee of the Lord. That was his position. And anytime anyone, as Prabhupada alluded to here, that even, anyone tried to suggest that he was the Supreme Lord, he immediately covers his ears. He just didn't want to hear it. There's another important point that Prabhupada brings out before I get to that point. No, I won't get to that point. There's no time. But it's an important point Prabhupada brings out, that Lord Chaitanya did that for a particular reason, because in this age, so many false incarnations would come and say, I am the Supreme Lord. I always remember this. It was back in, I think it was back in the late 70s, maybe early 80s. There used to be a place here on Newbury Street called Erwan. Is it still there? Erwan? Anyways, it was a very, very famous, it's nowhere spelled backwards. And it was very, very, you remember Erwan? All the bogus yogis, and they're all promoted there. It was like, there was a famous Buddhist, his name was Alan Watts, Zen Buddhist. I used to study his, read his books actually in the 60s and 70s, Alan Watts. And there was another guy, what was his name? His name was Baba Frijan. Baba Frijan. he's the laugh. And I walked into Erwan, now I'll put it all together. I walked into Erwan one day, I was coming from the temple, I had to buy some groceries for the deities. And there was this huge poster on the wall. And it was a quote from Alan Watts with a picture of Baba Frijan. He was called Baba Frijan. He was the laughing man. Yeah, he was like, and Alan Watts certified Baba Frijan. He, right on the big quotes, it says, I think we've got an avatar here. I'll never forget it. I think we've got an avatar here. I mean, this is the conclusive evidence that we should, but people in this age follow to accept who is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. We accept somebody like Alan Watts who makes a statement, I think we've got an avatar here, and all of a sudden people think that this is Kali Yuga avatar. And Prabhupada understood that this was going on at the time. It was very much understood. And he emphasized the point that not only did Prabhupada understand, but Lord Chaitanya understood in this age, many people will come and say, I'm avatar. But although the Supreme Lord himself came in Kali Yuga, he covered his ears. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. He set that example for Kali Yuga. Because in this age, so many people will come forward. I am avatar. And people accept him. I remember this even when I was the president here. I got some pamphlet in the mail it was the Kalki avatar, some Indian man with his wife. They had a picture of him and his wife and his followers. And they were sending out newsletters to all the ISKCON temples telling everybody the Kalki avatar had come. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I am dead serious. It was a pamphlet. The Kalki, yes, you've seen it before? He's standing there with his karmi pants and his shirt. And he's Kalki Avatar. You know, he comes in Kali Yuga. And all his followers, this is, Lord Chaitanya knew this was going to happen. So many people come forward. Anyways, this is another reason. Prabhupada says it right here in today's purport. He says, on the contrary, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as being as good as Krishna, he blocked his ears with his hands, denying his identity with Krishna because he was playing the part of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya knew that in Kali Yuga there would be many bogus incarnations pretending to be God. Therefore, he avoided asserting himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyways, our meeting starts in 2 minutes, so I have to end here. And Any quick questions? A 30-second question? Hare Krishna. Pleasure, Srila Prabhupada.